T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is The Home Team 512, and leave a comment or a like or a complaint.
Yeah, complaints are yours.
Yeah, sure. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And I'd like to introduce our special guest, Justin Kugel, with Empower Transactions.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited. So you are kind of a sports connoisseur.
I enjoy sports, yes. I don't know if I would call myself a connoisseur. It's tough these days being a Cowboys fan, I can't say that.
I wasn't going to bring it up just yet. But you are a Cowboys fan. We are Cowboy fans, too. It's just kind of tough to be one this year. I mean, we're more of a college football type followers, and we jump on professional bandwagon. So if Texans were winning, I'd probably be a Texans fan. But Dallas Cowboys doing great, kind of right now. What's your thoughts about them?
Well, it's just been a really tough year. I think four of their five starting offensive linemen out. Frederick retired before the start of this year. Their two offensive tackles hurt for the year. Now you got Zach Martin out, and of course you had the Dak injury several weeks ago. So it's looking more like we're looking towards the 2021 draft rather than any sort of playoffs.
Best excitement is next year. Next year you're going to win the Super Bowl. It's kind of like a Longhorn fan, right?
With that is that the Jets are already two games ahead of you for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah, Trevor Lawrence looks like he's going.
So you need to become a Jets fan because they got to win three games for that to happen.
Well, right.
You know, it's kind of like right now. I was never really a Tom Brady fan, but once this competition between Tom Brady and Belichick went on, I became a Tom Brady fan. You know, when he went to the Buccaneers, he seems like he's doing pretty good, although he got it handed to him last weekend. But Belichick, I mean, they're fighting to try to make it to the playoffs.
Well, that shows you the importance, or at least shows me, the importance of the quarterback of the team, period.
What do you think, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, without questions, I think it's the highest leveraged position in sports. Cam's done, you know, he's coming. Cam has been often injured. You know, this is kind of a comeback year for him with New England. The other night, the comeback win versus the Jets, I was actually, you know, I'm with Troy. I was rooting for the Jets to win that game. So it's, you know, it's been a bit of a struggle for them. But like you said, Brady's looked great with the Bucs outside of the two times he's played the Saints.
Yeah, Saints have his number. They definitely do. So we go back. We've been giving Dak kind of a hard time this year. And because of his kind of greed, we kind of put it.
Well, it's not so much that we've given him a hard time, in my opinion. Okay. I just feel that there are – if he's looking at top five money.
Right.
And top five quarterbacks to me are Super Bowl quarterbacks.
Right.
And
they've gotten pretty close.
Every quarterback that's in the top five that is a Super Bowl that we've pretty much talked about, they've all won a Super Bowl on the rookie contract.
Right.
Sure.
Dak on this last year of his rookie contract went 8-8 with the number one offense and the top five defense. He's an excellent he's Tony Romo 2.0. He's a good person. Pretty accurate with the ball, can move the ball around, but when it comes time to being the killer, the guy that's going to take you to the next game. He's just not that guy to me.
Oh, Justin, what do you think about that?
As a long-suffering Cowboys fan, the last time they won something, I was in fifth grade. I try to not be cynical. I still die hard, root for the team. My blame on the lack of success for the team, particularly during the Dak era, lies on Jerry Jones's shoulders.
Oh, Jerry Jones. So we're all on the same page in this room on that one.
So Jerry could have signed Dak 2 years ago in the offseason for $25 million a year. The way the quarterback pay structure works is guys get signed and then they set the new bar. Mm-hmm. So Jerry missed the boat and now you got to pay for starting quarterbacks. I tend to disagree with Troy. I think Dak is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback if you surround him with the right pieces and a good defense. So
we kind of talked off air about this, but defense being probably the number one on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've neglected the defense, and it shows with this year. They had the number one ranked offense with Dak, and the defense was allowing 36 points a game during that time. So you're not going to win many ball games doing that.
Not going to work.
But their offense was also turning the ball over 3 and 4 times in the first half, which put the defense in a big hole. And then the offense had to then become this amazing thing. So I think the numbers for the offense and the defense were skewed. And I think we saw a pretty good example of what the team is just this last week, because they played the 8-0. Now, granted, Ben was not Ben. But when it was time to be Ben, that's what I'm talking about. That's the top five guy. Because when his knee was hurt, but he needed to score, he limped the way down to a touchdown in, you know, to end the half. That ended up being the difference in the game. I mean, right. The second half. But if they'd have shut him down right there, they wouldn't have won that game.
Sure.
Because the defense played well. So that's Ben. And I'm not saying anything bad about Dak. Dak is an excellent quarterback, but he's not a Ben. He's not to me. He's not a Tom Brady, you know. He's not a Russell Wilson, you know, type guy. And those, if you're gonna, for me, if I'm gonna spend $40 million a year, that's who I want on my team.
I understand that point.
But again, there's nothing wrong with Dak. I think Dak is a hell of a guy. He's never done anything wrong or anything like that. People always misunderstand when you don't like someone as your quarterback. They think it's some sort of personal thing. No, I feel we're still searching because we're looking for the next Troy Aikman, and we've been looking for him since. You were in fifth grade.
Sure.
So, you know, but it's a good time. I mean, this last game, it was fun for me because I like Garrett Gilbert because I'm a Longhorn fan and he grew up here and it just didn't work out for him here because of kind of the same thing, like you said. And so he moved on and he had a successful career. So I was excited to see him. And it was nice to see him throwing the ball in the end zone for the game winner, whether, you know, at least we were there. For his second start of his career? He's been in the NFL for 8 years.
What do you think about Gilbert?
He was fun to watch. I mean, the games before that were borderline unwatchable. So at the very least, we have that going for us. I'd like to see him play over Andy Dalton personally, even
most
when
certainly.
Dalton
yeah.
gets
yeah.
healthy. And we already know what Dalton is, the Red Rifle.
Yeah.
Gilbert, you know, it was a fun game to watch. I'd like to see some more.
Looked like he wanted it.
And I think the state of Texas is more interested in watching Garrett Gilbert try than watching Dalton just move us along. You know, at least it's interesting. You know, you're talking about Jones mishandling Dak with the defense. Well, he mishandled Romo with the offense. You know, the first 3 years of Romo, he's running for his life. That's why he didn't play as long, because that offensive line was not very good. And so, you know, and then they went and made it this whole line. Well, now the line's gone. They missed their window, and so they've got to rebuild with it. So,
well, that being said, though, I'm excited about the fact that we are going to have a Masters this year. So,
That's right.
You know, this year is changing. We have football. These are the kind of sports that you want. You know, when you're it's starting to get colder outside. You know, it started off with a good skip across the water into a hole in one. So good marketing's been there. So we're going to have a Masters and we still have football. Good year so far.
Absolutely. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White and, of course, our special guest, Justin Kugel. If you have any questions about anything you heard today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And we'll see you in just a minute.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is The Home Team 512 for any likes and comments and, you know, any transgressions. They can leave those directly related to you.
Troy, we all know that those are usually about you, so we're just you can leave them for him directly.
Right. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, you know, Wyatt knows how to push your buttons on that radio show is what somebody told me the other day.
That I know how to push your buttons?
Yes.
And it's not the other way around?
I thought that.
Well, no, okay. No, actually, we know each other's buttons because right. yours is sports related. I can usually get you. Mine's more like Austin and.
Yes.
We don't even push the button. Don't do it.
Yes. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes. And this is the real estate section. That's kind of why we're here today is to let everybody go. We would like to introduce our special guest, Justin Kugel. He is with Empower Transactions.
So, that's right. Yes.
So, okay, Empower Transactions, you know, people out there listening, you know, realtors, you know, we have a lot of realtors who listen as well to this show. But for the other people out there who are driving along and don't know exactly what that is, you do contract to close. What is that?
Yeah. So Empower Transactions, we're a locally based full service transaction listing coordination company. The company was built by longtime Austin real estate professionals, folks that have run brokerages and been agents. So we approach it a lot differently than individuals and companies that typically do transaction coordinations. Very relationship focused. And I think the key thing that I would like for agents and teams and brokerages to know is I think my experience, agents get used to living in this space where they are managing all of these different aspects of their business. They have transactions going on all in different stages while they're still attempting to prospect and build relationships. So our company is a consultative service that comes in and helps them streamline their processes and save a ton of time on the transaction compliance coordination, administrative side of things.
That's big.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And that way you can go out there and sell and get, because it's not like we're slow here in Austin. I mean, what's the market like right now, Troy?
Well, you know, they haven't released the October numbers yet, believe
so
it or not.
They're still good. We only got to look at them. Yeah. So we're still probably about a month of inventory, right? A month a week. That hadn't changed since, for a couple years.
Oh, no, it's going down. I believe that when the October numbers come out that we will be under 1 month of inventory.
That's insane.
Yes. And that's one of the things that right now, this tells you about the Austin market. Right now, home builders are not selling to everybody. Right now,
home builders aren't?
Home builders.
Wait, hold on. So reverse that. Home builders are actually saying, no, we're not going to build you a home.
So they are so busy right now that they open it up. Certain subdivisions will open up, let's say, an example of 6 lots in the whole subdivision for this month.
Okay.
And then they will have an auction and people will come bid on those six. They're bidding for the right to buy a home.
Wow.
That's this like the University of Texas so putting a seat different. Fee. I mean, I'm just like, come
that
on.
That is so different.
I'm right. That's how
that blows my brain.
That
right
is how busy the Austin market is right now. So having someone like Justin on their team is super important.
So Justin, now you also could do this for an individual, not only just for a realtor, but also an individual probably as well, right?
Yeah, I think anything that is related to the transactional paperwork, documents, compliance, offer preparation, listing preparation, we're prepared to handle that. And we are partnered with hundreds of top producing agents all over the state.
So they could get a hold of you just because they know it's going to be clean and the process is easy, and then you could turn them on to a realtor as well.
Yeah, without question, we could do that.
How do they get a hold of you?
So you can reach me, call me, or text me at 512-598-9188. Or you can shoot me an email at justin@empower-realestate.com. Empower is empower-realestate.com.
Awesome.
And that's a pretty easy number, 598-9188.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, 9188. It's like loans from Troy. Loans. Same, just rolls.
It just rolls, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's a great market. And so one of the things for, like, in my business, being in the mortgage side, that allowed me to expand and still offer good service was to have a coordinator, you know, junior partner, loan partner, whatever you want to call it. So I've kind of expanded my team, me being the originator, but I have several people doing other things. And that's what realtors don't understand, the concept of team building. And having someone like you that can handle that, because and it's important, because a lot of people pay transaction coordinators, you know, but with our communication with them is like once a week, like, hey, where are we at in the loan? You know, and I'm like, you're paying for that service, and it's just not having someone that actually goes in and does more than just ask where, because I can send an email to the loan or to the realtor, and they don't need to pay the coordinator. What can you do that's better than most services?
Exactly, and I think you nailed it there. So the approach that we take, because anybody can run through transactional related tasks and handle those, and of course there's a benefit for the agent or the broker not spending their time on that stuff. I think the key differentiator is, what is the experience going to be like for their clients and for the agent? Are we a true extension of your team? So we spend time on the front end getting to know, whether it be a broker, an agent, or a team lead, we want to know the ins and outs of their business. We want to build something custom to fit around what they're already doing well. And that way, when our transaction coordinators are managing vendors or reaching out to their clients, we are a true extension of their team. So I think that's that approach on its own. There aren't really any other companies out there that are doing and approaching that process the way that we are.
So now it sounds like this would be for a busy realtor, but even for a non-busy realtor who's actually getting into the market, this is a good practice to start, because it's a professional presentation of their business to the end client.
Yeah, without question. And I think, you know, I always, whenever I'm having conversations with realtors, I try to figure out what's important to them. And in a lot of cases, these realtors that are doing one or two transactions a month, they get used to living in that space where they're constantly chasing down signatures or documents and worrying about their own back agent software and things like that. But it's not just the time that you can reinvest into your business. It's also maybe even creating a healthier work-life balance for these people as well. So I think that's the rewarding part, is seeing that light bulb go on for our partnered agents.
And how do they get a hold of you again?
My number is 512-598-9188. Justin@empower-realestate.com. You can also go to empowertransactions.com.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I love the number 598-9188. I love that. It's just easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe me, you know, this is America. If you want them to remember, it's got to be easy.
Got to be easy.
That's right.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
And I'm part of that. I get it. So yeah. I'm not making fun of anyone other than myself. You know, and that brings me to the kind of the thing that's real important to, you know, because your real estate agents, they're their own business. They're all 1099. They're self-employed. They're their own agent. And so their business is their business. And they don't understand that there are categories, you know, operations and sales in every organization like this. And what makes them good at being a realtor also makes them really bad at the operations side.
I mean, it's a type A personality on that side, and you can't be that when you're being an outgoing salesperson and moving and grooving. Sure.
Yeah. I use the DISC personality test, the DISC, and salespeople are D and I's, right? Mm-hmm. And operations people are SDs. And so if you want to grow your business, you need someone to do the things that you're not good at.
Right.
And most people, they don't understand that if they give that up, you know, reduce their commission, whatever it is.
It sounds like a lot of, and y'all are fairly priced. It sounds like a lot of money, but really when you come down to it, the time you save, it actually saves you money because you're out there selling more. Or if, you know, realtors are known for not having much time with their family, you're paying to go hang out with your family and have someone else take care of the dirty work for you.
Yes. We call that green time.
Green time?
We want as a salesperson, you want to be in green time. And green time is out meeting people, shaking hands, opening doors, you know, showing people why this house is
holding
the best
babies.
House for them, you know, negotiating with the other agent as far as getting the house under contract, all that sort of, telling them how much to bid on that lot in that neighborhood. You know, that's green time.
Right.
You know, red time is things that S&Cs are really good at, chasing down signatures, you know, checking up on the lender, things like that, how the files. That's something that a salesperson is just not good at. This not how they're wired, and it's so hard to get them to understand that.
But
once you get a salesperson to understand that they're just a salesperson, a realtor, a lender, whatever you want to call it,
and they don't have to do it all,
that they shouldn't be doing it,
shouldn't,
then all
even
of a sudden
a better
their
word,
business
yeah.
explodes.
Right.
And right now there's you can offer so much better service because, you know, as a borrower, you're looking for these answers, and the realtor's just not good at giving those answers.
Right.
So having someone to answer that question for them in a way that they understand is very important in our industry, and it's a missed art.
Yeah, well, how do people get a hold of you again one more time?
Sure. It's you can text me or call me. It's Justin with Empower, 512-598-9188. Justin at empower-realestate.com. You can also visit our website at empowertransactions.com.
Yeah, you know, and as far as that, one of the things, the segment too that I want to talk about is the real estate. We kind of went into it. People are asking me, when's it going to end? You know?
Oh, yeah, that's the big question.
The big question.
When's the bubble?
You know,
when's the bubble burst?
And so I wanted to kind of, you know, because there's a change of administration or not, you know, that just depends on where
there's
you're
There's an election
you know,
going on?
It depends on which news channel
wait,
you
on.
Watch right now.
Hold on, there's an election going on?
Yeah, no, there's not one going on anymore.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, so it really concerns people because, you know, change concerns people. Nothing's going to happen that's going to affect it over the next 6 to 9 months for sure. There's absolutely nothing to do. And so, but the machine is, and the machine being the U.S. economy, is moving so well right now that you've always got to account for inflation and things like that. So it's not going to end. The mortgage industry has redesigned itself over the last 10 years to protect it. So the next recession isn't coming from the mortgage industry or a housing bubble or bust or whatever you want to call it. It's coming from the natural progression of an economy.
Okay.
So don't worry about that anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you know.
Move forward, buy a house.
Yeah, it is time. Get it while the rates are low, guys. The rates are back into the twos. You better jump on something now,
yeah.
You know. And if you have any questions about anything you've heard today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. You can also reach out to Justin if you want to start with the transaction coordinator. He's at 512-598-9188. And you can reach me at 855-299-HOME, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Take Talk 1370 with you.
They keep me connected.
We're live anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment, mostly entertainment. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And that's at The Home Team 512. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And this is the fun part, guys. This is, this is for
They're
me.
They're all fun parts.
You know,
they all are fun parts.
You know, it's the money part. And so normally we go with, you know, people and savings, you know, income, expenses, and all that sort of stuff. But right now in Austin, Texas, the housing market is at such a phenomenal pace that I feel that we really need to talk about how to actively get into it.
Wait, the housing market is good in Austin?
It's in it. No, it's not good. Good is good as an. You're not doing it justice.
It's not good. Oh, so it's great.
Yes,
it's fantastic. Yes, it's crazy. Yes. Actually, it's what, yes. I don't know how else you explain it. So it's besides crazy.
I think right. Crazy is a good word.
It's crazy.
Yes, and you know, Justin Kugel here with the Empower Transactions is definitely someone that understands, because you're writing contracts for people.
Yeah, our team of we have a phenomenal team of transaction coordinators. I am talking to hundreds of agents every week, so that's kind of where I get my perspective on what the market's doing.
Hundreds of agents. So
there's a lot of them out there.
As part of my coaching thing, I'm supposed to call, and 40 is the most I will call. You know, he says you got to call at least 40. So when I get to 40, I stop.
Daily?
No, every Monday. I got to call 40 agents every Monday. And so, yeah. And what I do is I squeeze Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday into Monday.
But don't tell them that. You said, so if you're listening out there.
Hey, they don't listen to the show. They're, I can't imagine calling hundreds, you know, because 40 is, that takes a couple of hours to get through the phone call. So right. That's a lot of work and a lot of time, but that's our market. We have to do this right now to take care of our clients. You know, it's funny because, you know, in my industry, we've been overwhelmed for months, and I'm not supposed to say that anymore. We've been in high demand, is what my coach says. I have to say
high demand
for months. And you know, at some point you just kind of run out of energy, you know, and
everybody's pulling their hair out.
Yeah, you're just, everybody's on fumes and things like that. And you know, and so I have to keep the team motivated and moving and understanding. So I have to explain. I'm like, hey, there is a human being on the other end of all this paperwork that is trying to figure out if they're going to get into their home, when they're going to get into the home, how they're going to move. They've got all these things going on. So I do understand, but we've got a person to take care of.
Right.
You know, it could be a whole family. You know, and one of the things that's really hard right now is for people to, with 1.1, that was in September, I am 100%, in my opinion, we're going to be below 1 month of inventory starting from when October numbers come out.
We've always joked about this. Like, what are you going to do if it goes below 1 month? And here we are. I mean, that's...
I believe the next show we're going to be talking about that. You know, and so what do you do if you're trying to buy a home? Because you've got a family and you've been living in an apartment and you've been listening to the show and you realize that you're wasting money by renting and it's time to buy a home. What do you do?
Well, 1 month out there for people, you know, means that there's not many homes out there. In a healthy market, usually 3 months, right?
Around 6 months.
But we haven't seen that in a long time in Austin. But three months, four months, that means there's quite to look at. Now, if you find one that is even on the market, you run. You don't even ask how many bedrooms they have.
Yeah.
You don't ask if they have a bedroom. Yeah. You put an offer on it because that's your only opportunity.
Yeah, and the explanation of a 1 month inventory means that if no one put a home on the market to sell for 1 month, there would be no homes left to sell in Austin. None.
And there's all these people moving here every
107. It was 105, then it got to 150. It's 173.
Feels
a
like
day.
1,500.
And that's moving. That's not natural births and things like that. That's people moving into the city. And
right.
I'm just literally at I-35 with a sign saying, go home.
Go home.
Stay away. And they just honk and wave.
Unless they use you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, you know, state of Texas has some very restrictive lending rules, and that's one of the things that has always helped us in the state of Texas, especially, you know, when the collapse of 2008, you know, Texas was the last to go in and the first to come out because of these rules. So to complain about them when you've seen them protect us is you know, being silly, in my opinion. One of them is how we write our pre-approval letters, right? We've always called them pre-approval letters, but the state of Texas is very specific, and they have either pre-qualification or pre-approval. Pre-qualification means someone like myself, a loan officer, or someone that works and has been trained by a loan officer, has looked at your credit report and has determined whether or not they believe you can buy a home. That's what pre-qualification means to the state of Texas. Now, there are levels, as in I have seen their income, I have seen their assets, things like that, that you can make the pre-qualification stronger, but it's still just an opinion of someone that is not the final say. Pre-approval means that the loan officer has gathered your income, has gathered your assets, and has looked at your credit and performed an application and sent it to an underwriter to review. And we call that a credit approval in the mortgage industry. And then sent it back as approved with conditions. And one of the conditions, of course, is the house.
Right.
You know, all of that, the appraisal, the title, right, all that sort of stuff. But the other conditions are, you know, update pay stubs, things like that. So the underwriter has said that this borrower is qualified to buy a home in this range. That is as strong as it gets, and that is how you can help yourself.
You're not going to have to wait.
Right.
But the seller is not going to have to wait.
Not going to have to wait for you to get approved. Now, they're going to have to wait for an appraisal. They're going to have to wait for title, you know, all that sort of stuff. But they're not going to have to wait for you. And to you know, and so basically I had a listing agent call me this week and he's like, well, we want to go on a short contract. I'm like, dude, a short contract, you understand it's 2020, right? We don't do short contracts.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, I'm like, it takes 3 weeks. It's like, I hadn't heard anybody even. He's like, well, whoever closed the fastest is going to win. And I'm like, does this guy just want me to lie to him?
Yeah.
Or what?
Well, right. Whoever can lie to the best.
No.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, you understand that appraisals are taking 3 weeks right now.
Surveys.
Titles and surveys.
So appraisals still backlogged.
Oh, appraisals. Yeah. Everybody's backlogged.
Have you guys
There's
seen,
not one service that's not.
Have you guys seen people doing waivers on appraisals as a tactic?
Mm-hmm. It's not a tactic. So what that is you run it through either our two computer systems, which one is DU and the other one is LP. So that is Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So we run it through the system with the address. They calculate their own value of what they believe that address property is worth. And then if your sales price or your estimated appraisal is at that number or less, they give you what we call a PIW.
Now, this property, is on purchase?
Mm-hmm, wow. Property inspection waiver.
Did not know that.
Yes. And so right now, there's no cost to the mortgage company and there's no effect to the borrower to run either system. It's just different rules. It's like, you know, buying a Chevy or buying a Ford. That's the difference, kind of Fannie and Freddie.
That's still a risk right there, though. Yeah. The market so well that odds wise they're not going to lose out.
Right. I mean, 12%.
Yeah. Right.
You know, 12% appreciation.
It's going to change. It's going to change within a couple of months.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about a couple thousand or even 10 at that point, then it's going to change within a 4 month period.
Yeah. And you know, an experienced loan officer will run both DU and LP to see if either one of them pop with an appraisal waiver. And that is an amazing tool. First of all, it saves the borrower $500 I've seen appraisals up to $1,500 right now. If you want one in a short contract, you need a rush. Well, I'll rush it for $1,000 rush fee.
Right.
That's what the listing agent wants to do. So that happens. It works on appraisals. It works on refinances. It works on purchases. So that's a great deal. Great. But we still got to wait on title.
Sure.
And title's 3 weeks. Texas is a survey state. So if the seller doesn't have the survey, we've got to get a survey. So those are all the things. But what you can do, you as a borrower looking to get into a home, if you're wanting to do something in February, come see me today. Maybe last week.
Because you want the pre-approval.
You want to move to the pre-approval stage.
Because if not, then most people who are getting a house right now are in the pre-approval stage. Are being advised to do that.
Yes, yes. You know, I don't use it as much because I've been doing business in Austin for almost 20 years. And so most of the bigger realtors, they know me and they know that if my pre-approval, what it means.
Right.
But, I grew up here, so I just know a lot of people. And so I don't do it as much as other people. But we do have a big influx of realtors and stuff like that who just don't know me, like this guy.
Right.
I'm thinking, who are you? So, pre-approvals are very important. I don't use it as much as I should, but I haven't needed to until now. And now I'm telling my team, start pushing these people through pre-approval.
Now, you have these pre-approval letters. It's still tough to get a house these days.
Yep.
So people are, taking pictures with their preacher, their rabbi, giving a about themselves, about what they love and try to get to the heartstrings of the seller.
Absolutely. They say you shouldn't do this because, of whatever reason. Trust me, a heartfelt letter of why this house is the house for you and a picture to send with your agent. Your agent's going to say no. And you just say, just send it. Because the agent's supposed to say no. Because, there's the concern about being discriminated against because of your picture or whatever. That's not Austin. Maybe that's another part. That's not Austin. You want to tug on those heartstrings. Have your little kid in a bow,
Or go get one out of a picture frame at Target and use that one.
That's how my wife and I got our house.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, we wrote a letter with a nice picture. Yeah, with our you know, cute little 3-year-old boy front and center.
Did she make you wear a hat over your face? Or
right, or yeah. Just I was in the background.
A background? Yeah. Way, 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 way in the background?
Yeah, I got a face for radio.
We both have a face for radio. That's why we're doing radio.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, it's very important. I remember when... Caden's mom, my ex, was trying to move closer to us to put everything together. She'd made several offers and just couldn't get it. And I'm like, write a letter. And she wrote a letter and she got the next offer. It really works. And like I said, a lot of agents don't want to do that because they've been taught not to. In this market, you need every advantage. You're going to have, if you go over the sales price, you may have to cover that in cash. So, you know, just outbidding someone, if you, not everybody has an extra $20,000 to put on a house.
They don't?
No, they don't.
I know.
Especially,
I know. An extra $200 maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And those are things that you need to, you should do. And the sooner you start in this process, the better. If you're renting, right now, and you're hearing this, you need to, in my opinion, start looking, because you've every dollar you spend to that rent, they thank you very much for, and it goes to them. You know, so you move into a house, your rent money goes towards the house. So you're still spending the same money, but you're getting the opportunity of appreciation and lower principal. So it's very important if you want to take care of yourself and your family and your future and things like that, that you go ahead and look at buying a house. And you've been listening to Troy and Wyatt with the Home Team. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And we obviously want to thank Justin Kugel with Empower Transactions. And we will see you in just a minute.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. As always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And definitely, Wyatt thought he was going to get out of here on this one, guys. And definitely, if you have any complaints, please go to the Facebook.
You know... Troy.
At the Home Team 512 and leave them there for Wyatt.
That's
of course,
fine. I'll take them.
Take them. He's good at that.
No, I don't mind. Actually, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, we don't get many of them, but we do appreciate y'all's input. So yeah, come out to Facebook. Positive ones are always liked, but you know, if you have some suggestions for us, we'll take those as well.
Absolutely. And that's the Home Team 512. And of course, we have our special guest, Justin Kugel, here with Empower Transactions.
Yeah. So Justin, I've known him for quite some time, and we talk sports quite a bit. Are you a Longhorn fan, though? That I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Ever since third grade.
Third grade?
Yep. I had plans on being in Longhorn, and I just I decided to play junior college baseball instead. And I wasn't good enough to walk on to the baseball team straight out of high school, so it took another path. But I absolutely am in on Longhorn football.
Oh, yes. And, you know, and it was...
Troy didn't like him, though. That's the reason why I'm saying.
It's exciting.
He didn't know anything about him.
It's exciting, guys. They won 3 in a row. That's the first time in...
3 in a row.
3
That's
years.
Right.
And they have an opportunity to win 4 in a row because it's Kansas. But you know what that means? It's Tom Herman playing Kansas on the 4th in a row game. They're going to lose by a field goal.
Good, right?
The most frustrating ability to play to the level of their competition. I'll tell you that.
Well, that being said, though, okay, we have three games, and they should be able to, I think. You have Kansas, Iowa State, and Kansas State. If he doesn't win all of them out, does he still have his job? If he wins all but one, does he still have his job? When do we have to look at Urban Meyer coming over?
So I was on the call for the donors with CDC.
Okay.
And it was specifically asked. But it was not specifically addressed. And I got the opinion that 2020 is the year of 2020 and we're just going to get through it and then see what next year's like.
Makes
So I don't think anything happens no matter how the next three games go.
It's hard to
go.
Judge someone because, yeah.
You say that now, but he could go out and lose to Kansas and then the donors take over.
Yeah. Oh, without question. Yeah. You're one terrible loss away.
Right. We loved that conversation you had the other day, but we're going a different direction.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a couple things you just can't do at the University of Texas, and one of them is lose to Kansas.
Right.
So I mean, Kansas kicked a field goal to beat Charlie Strong, and he was gone at the end of the year.
That's true.
So let's just think about that. Right, I mean, that's the one thing you can't do. So as long as we're just assuming he wins against Kansas, and let's just say he loses to Iowa State and K-State. Unfortunately, both of those are quality losses in this league this year.
Right.
So he'll end up 6-4, terrible year, but it's 2020, new coaches, all that sort of stuff. No matter what, the opinion I got, like I said, it was not specifically answered. The opinion I got is that we're getting through 2020 and we will see how next year goes.
Huh.
That's the opinion I got.
I'm not mad at that, I guess, because you had a new defense this year, a new defensive coach, and they didn't really get to gel together with a new system.
Navigating a pandemic,
and I'd be yeah. I wouldn't be
I mean,
surprised.
The pandemic is the thing. I mean, it's the thing.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they dumbed down the defense a little bit so that they could get on the field this year, and maybe use some stuff from last year so it wasn't too brand new. So some of that I have to agree with, but some of it is still play calling at the end of the day. And they've had some chances, and they had probably the most talented team on the field. I don't know.
My frustrations.
Herman's very lucky.
My frustrations with Herman have always revolved around: is he a man that's able to develop talent? I haven't seen him prove that in his time here yet. I'm willing to, as Troy said, I think I'm fine seeing another year, seeing him through 2021. I would love to see him get his playmakers on the field in crucial situations. I think sometimes you see guys that are out there on the edges running routes, and you're like, well, Jake Smith just made a big play. Why isn't he on the field in the fourth quarter with 3 minutes left when we need a touchdown? So there are questionable decisions, and that's my biggest issue.
I do feel that Coach Herman does allow the players too much control when it comes to stuff like that. Well, everybody deserves play. That's not
absolutely
yes and no. But
this isn't Pop Warner.
There are, by this point, there should be a defined first and second team. Plain and simple. You should have your receiving core. When the game's on the line, these are the ones in there unless they're hurt or tired.
Without question.
And that just hasn't happened, and I think that's something that he's evolving. He's getting better at, I believe. But we'll see. One of the things and why I have recently changed my opinion on this because, I've been an Urban guy because I think Urban would just kill it here at Texas. But Notre Dame has changed my mind on this because if you remember the year Charlie Strong beat Notre Dame here, they went like 4-8 that year. Same coach.
Right.
Same coach.
Right.
They just beat the number one team. So there is something, if he's the right guy, to longevity. The problem is if you have the wrong guy for too long, it sets the program back. So I have recently, I was up until this week, up until the Notre Dame game, I was more of a, I think we've 4 years, let's just move on. But now I'm more of the, maybe we do need some consistency in our program for our kids. You got to think, a lot of recruits won't come here because they're worried about the program changing. Because you got to think, Sam's had, what, 3 offensive coordinators?
Yep.
So it's hard to develop talent.
No, that's true.
When the guy in your ear changes, every other year. It's hard, and I will tell you that.
Other recruiters are selling against that.
Mm-hmm, the defensive coach, David Ash, is a genius.
Oh, he's good.
I didn't watch him much before, but I have seen what he has done with these players this season. And it is amazing to me how good they are now compared to how bad they were just 6 weeks ago.
That has to be COVID.
They were horrible against Texas Tech. They couldn't even fall down in the right hole.
Oklahoma State game was super impressive on the defensive side.
And they're a solid offensive team.
Because how well Gundy schemes up. Mm-hmm. The offense, we always have trouble stopping Oklahoma State. They seem to score at will every year.
It's the mullet, right?
It's got to, there's got to be some special powers in the
mullet. It's
mullet.
The mullet.
Yeah.
It's the mullet.
I remember Boone Pickens in his will left him $40 to get a haircut.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Did he really? That's funny. Well, the thing is, but you have Saban out there, right? And he has a way of managing talent like no other. And I think, for a younger coach like that, when you have a lot of talent coming in and you haven't really, defined an A team and a B team or an orange and a white team, it's because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because you have all this talent and you've recruited them in such a way that you're going to give them a chance, where Saban tells them, hey, I'm telling you, you have a chance to be quarterback. You still have to earn it once you get there.
It's a weird parallel for me between going back to the Cowboys culture and the long. There's always felt to be, to me, it seems like a country club type atmosphere, which is in general not super conducive to winning football games.
Right.
I have been a vocal supporter of Herman since the hire. I like I said, I'm willing to watch another season in 2021. I want to see more though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bottom line, they're pulling
in. Make sure if he doesn't do it, he's gone.
They're pulling in top 10 recruiting classes every year, so there's got to be something said on the talent development side.
Yeah, and as long as they keep Coach Ash, I'm good. No, I'm just kidding.
The defense has looked good.
Well, recruiting is going down right now, big time.
But again, he has shown the ability to pull that out. He just needs, a signature win. He's got one. Now all of a sudden he's got something to build it back on. He wins the next three games. He goes to the Big 12. I'm telling you, he gets all these recruits back.
You don't think the Aggies take some? They're doing pretty good.
They are doing really well, but the stars have aligned for the Aggies. I mean, they play three teams with a winning record. And they're playing all SEC teams.
Last year was the worst lineup ever of all time. So
they get the opportunity of, playing three teams with a winning record this year. Now, but they've lost one. They've done what they haven't done is they beat Florida this year.
You can't ever say lost one. You have to say they lost to Alabama.
They still lost.
That's not just one. Yeah. Well, that's Alabama.
But
everyone's supposed to leave. That's a big one.
But they lost. It was a double-digit loss at home.
No, that's true.
Clemson went
a tough
one. Clemson went on the road, went into overtime with a true freshman quarterback. That's the difference of
right.
a top.
No.
A big team. I mean, I'm not saying anything against the Aggies. The stars have all aligned for them. All they need is one of those top four to lose a game, other than Alabama, because Alabama will stay ahead of them. But one of those top three to lose a game now, and they get to slide in.
Which is insane.
I don't see it happening because I've known Aggies for so long. I see them imploding on themselves. But this is the best opportunity
they have ever had. They have to win out.
And they probably ever will. I mean, when is LSU going to be a four-loss team again?
No, not really. Right? You're right. No, agreed.
Agreed. When is Florida going to come in and not be able to stop you? Florida is a defensive team. I mean, those sort of things. So this is an excellent year for the Aggies to do what they need to do, and they've taken advantage of it.
And I hope they take it all the way.
Yeah. Good luck for them. I really don't. But
they're going to get some recruits, though.
I'm saying,
I think they're going to get some recruits out of it, for sure.
Yeah, but
might take some from Texas.
As soon as you drive into Colleyville,
called it Colleyville.
I mean, it's so tough to get in there. Yeah. And again, you drive into Austin, as long as you take on the routes where they don't see the homeless people under the bridge, it's beautiful.
It's so true.
Beautiful.
Hopefully that's going away pretty soon.
Texas is a unique situation that he wins out, recruiting picks up.
Tom has understood
that Texas, if you can win and develop, the good kids are going to come.
Most certainly.
And he wins out now. He has a great showing next year. He pulls that kid back in from 2022, and he is good to go. I see this. I'm excited again, and I hate to be that way because every time I get excited, they hurt me bad. So
Cowboys fans, they're going to win the national championship next
year.
Right. I know.
You got to protect your heart.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
no,
you've
I'm
been listening
you.
To the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, and of course our special guest, Justin Kugel with Empower Transactions. If you have any questions, reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we will see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.